In affluent households, people talk a lot more than in poor households. How much more? Well, researchers say that a 3-year-old child of affluence has heard 30 million more words uttered than a poor 3-year-old has. And they found that this word gap can leave poor kids years behind in school. In Providence, Rhode Island, 2/3 of kindergartners already fall short on state literacy tests. And now the city has launched an ambitious new effort to try and change that, as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Andrea Ricchetti used to teach kindergarten in Providence and saw the word gap firsthand. She says it was painfully clear when it came to that classic book of childhood.
We would read The Very Hungry Caterpillar, and I would ask them, what is this fruit? And they would call all the fruits just fruits because they didn't have the specific name.
So much of learning, she says, depends on basic vocabulary.
So it was very hard for them to comprehend stories or to share or to ask questions.
Research shows professional parents tend to chat away using sophisticated language even before kids are old enough to understand. By contrast, low-income parents speak far less and use more simple directives, do this, don't do that. In hopes of heading off such disparity, the city has launched what it calls Providence Talks.
Hola, Stephanie, ¿cómo está? Adelante.
Home visitor Stephanie Taveras enters the small living room of the Alfaro family. 3-year-old Eileen bounds in to show off her sneakers with red lights.
Me puse mis zapatos enciende luces.
Oh, wow.
Julia Alfaro is a 27-year-old stay-at-home mom from Guatemala. Her husband puts in long hours packing shellfish. They're among the first to sign on for a year-long series of home visits. To be clear, the word gap is not limited to Hispanics. The idea is to coach all lower-income parents on how to talk more and differently to their children.
¿Quieres leer?
Sí.
Taveras brings a book to each visit.
¿Cuál es ese?
¿Qué color es, Eileen?
Amarillo.
To help parents measure progress, the city also collects hard data. In fact, it's happening right now. Little Eileen is wearing a recorder. It's hidden inside a bright red vest. The recorder logs every word spoken all day long.
In the next visit, we will bring a report that looks like this.
Andrea Ricchetti, the former teacher, now helps run Providence Talks. She shows me a series of graphs. There's a straight word count, hour by hour. Another tracks conversational turns when parent and child speak back and forth. Ricchetti says that's incredibly important for language development.
And even with babies, we see that they will coo or they will babble and they will babble back. And we can measure that.
The recorder can actually distinguish different voices.
Absolutely.
Amazingly, it also distinguishes the TV or radio that may be blaring in the background. And no, Ricchetti says, words from that don't count when it comes to building a child's vocabulary.
Mario, quiero un papel.
Yo te lo doy ahora.
Julia Alfaro says having all this data has changed how she talks with her daughter.
A veces yo hablaba.
Sometimes I was just talking, she says, not letting her express herself. Now I give her a turn. Alfaro also turns off the TV.
Before, I put her in front of the TV when I was busy with housework. Now I'll include her. She'll help me wash the dishes and we'll talk about what we're doing.
Providence hopes to expand its effort to a couple thousand low-income families, counseling them from the time their child is born. But the program is voluntary, and Alfaro says a lot of her friends are suspicious. They're afraid someone's listening to the recording, she says. City officials stress there's no transcript. A computer counts words only, then erases the recording. There's another concern that families who volunteer will be those already more engaged with their children.
As opposed to parents of children who are most at risk.
Kyle Gorman studies language acquisition at Oregon Health and Science University. He worries about single parents or those juggling multiple jobs strapped for time.
And just as there is a word gap, there may be a parental involvement gap as well. What we're intervening to solve may not be so easily solved.
I'm very confident, and that's why I sit here as mayor of the city of Providence, coming from a household with a mother who didn't go to high school.
The Word Gap program is Mayor Angel Taveras's baby.
I'm a Head Start baby. Several of my classmates at Harvard were Head Start babies. And I think the best investment we can make is in the early years of a child's life. The returns are great. They're long-term returns.
It's not clear how long-term this experiment will be. Providence won $5 million in startup funding from Bloomberg Philanthropies, money that runs out in 2016. By then, Taveras hopes the results are so promising that other foundations will step up to keep it going. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.